the Hits Radio.
Armin, and this is what it feels like on the Hits Radio. 5 seconds of Summer were before that, and their song called Don't Stop. Good morning. This is jazzy, isn't it? It's jazzy. 7 minutes past eight, time for another round of Beat the Star then, every single Monday morning on this here, the Hits Radio Breakfast Show with I, Daryl Morris, and posh producer Sam.
Good morning.
We put a celebrity up against a listener in the ultimate game of concentration, playing against former soap star turned general celebrity and all-round hot property right now, isn't she? She's everywhere, isn't she, at the minute? Michelle Keegan is Georgia in Plymouth. Hello, Georgia in Plymouth.
Hello.
How are you doing, all right?
Yeah.
A little birdie tells me you're a bit nervous about playing Beat the Star against Michelle Keegan today.
Yeah, I'm nervous at games.
No, you'll be all right. You'll be good. Everybody says this. Everybody comes on going, oh, no, I'm going to be terrible. And then actually they get into the swing of it and they find it all right. Do you understand the premise of Beat the Star, Georgia?
Can you go over it, please?
Yes, I will. I'll go over it for you. I mean, it'll become obvious when you hear Michelle Keegan play, but basically the idea is you've got 60 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can in that time. Okay. Plainly answer the question before game. So I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'll ask you another question, and you need to start answering from the second question, constantly answering the question that I've asked before, okay?
Okay.
It's pretty simple, really, once you get going. Okay. Georgia, shall we hear how Michelle Keegan got on then and what you've got to beat?
Yeah, okay, go for it.
All right, this is what happened when Michelle Keegan played Beat the Star. Michelle Keegan, your 60 seconds playing Beat the Star starts.
Yep.
Now, which car-based film is about to release its seventh instalment? Which supergroup recently wrote for One Direction?
Fast and Furious.
Which band are set to release their new single, Amnesia? Who wrote for 1D?
Pass.
Which Hollywood actress has recently confirmed she's joining Coronation Street?
Do I answer that? Oh, no, stop!
Which band, the band?
The band. I don't Amnesia. Know the band.
Okay, that's all right, we can move on. Name this year's V Festival headliners.
Which Hollywood actress was John Carrey? Julie Walters.
Which Ireland-based sitcom recently transferred to the big screen?
I don't know the question!
V Festival headliners.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
And... Okay, we'll give you one of that. We'll move on. Who had a number one hit with their single Ghost?
I don't like this game. I don't have a question.
Okay, which TV show started? Oh,
I am absolutely rubbish. It was too much for my brain to take in.
You did all right, though. You kind of almost got on a roll.
I didn't. I want to do it again. I'm really angry at myself. No, that was a general question I did all the answers to, so I was panicking. So then the other question just totally went out of my head.
That's the problem, you see. That's the problem. You end up chasing yourself.
Oh, can we just say an average of six?
I would love to.
Really stupid.
I'd love to. You got three.
Right, I'm going to tell people I've got six. I'm just going to double it.
Okay, Michelle Keegan, you got six on Beat the Star.
Thank you. That's not bad.
Well done.
I'll take that.
There you go.
Are we really giving her six?
I don't know.
Are we actually going to give her six?
I don't know what to do, because I sort of part promised her that I would now.
Just because you fancy her doesn't mean you can give her six.
Don't take it there, Sam. Do not take it there. Georgia, what do you reckon? Are we giving Michelle Keegan three or six?
Three.
I thought you might have said that, Georgia. All right, then, fair enough. Three it is for Michelle Keegan, which, Georgia, means you've got three to beat playing Beat the Star next. You okay to hang on the phone for a minute?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we're going to play your round of Beat the Star after Cheryl, Tiny Temper, Crazy Stupid Love on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. It's Monday morning, 11 minutes past eight. Okay, ready for round two of Beat the Star then. So Michelle Keegan has been playing Beat the Star against Georgia in Plymouth. Hi, Georgia in Plymouth.
Hello.
You ready then for your round, for your effort?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the idea is that we give you 60 seconds to get as many questions correctly as you can, playing the answer the question before game. We just heard Michelle Keegan do hers. She didn't do particularly well. She only managed to get three. She tried to claim she got six, but that was way out. So we're giving her three. You've got three to beat. I feel good for you, Georgia. I feel good for you. I think you'll be all right. You feel a bit nervous, aren't you? You're nervous.
Yeah, I'm not very good.
No, you are. I think you'll be good. I think you need to have more confidence in yourself. More self-belief,
fine.
I think. All right, then, here we go. You ready to play Beat the Star?
Yeah, let's go.
Georgia, you're 60 seconds playing Beat the Star. Starts... now, In which region did the Tour de France start this weekend? Who recently got a tattoo in memory of their late dog?
Pass.
According to legend, what does a white stork deliver?
Pass.
Who had a hit with Stay With Me?
Pass.
What is commonly used to clean teeth?
John Legend or Don Newman, I don't know. Newman, I don't know.
Give me an answer.
John Legend, I don't know.
Whose album sits at number one right now?
Toothbrush.
Harrison Ford is due to star in the remake of which classic film?
Will I Am and Tony Wise, It's My Birthday.
Album.
Oh, I don't know.
Who had a number one hit with Hideaway?
Pass.
Which soap is based around the inhabitants of Ramsey Street? Oh, that is your time up. Wow. I knew you weren't that confident, Georgia, but that was particularly bad. I don't know why. That was particularly bad. I'm sorry about this. Ed Sheeran's album is number one at the moment. Storks Deliver Babies. Miley Cyrus had the tattoo. Tour de France started in Yorkshire. Sam Smith had Stay With Me as a hit.
Oh, what?
Kaiserway had a hit with... Hideaway was Kaiser's hit. Star Wars is the film that Harrison Ford was in. And Neighbours is set in Ramsey Street. Posh producer Sam, how did Georgia get on?
Georgia, you passed four times. You got two wrong and you got one correct.
Oh, no, Georgia! You had three to get. You had three to beat. How difficult is that, surely?
I did warn you.
Yeah, to be fair. Maybe I had too much confidence in you. Thank you very much for playing anywhere. At least you stepped up and gave it a go, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's the most important thing. You tried. God bless you. Have a lovely day, Georgia.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The Hits Radio.